In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh, the sun is shining, the warmth of God, how we need that sun. But more than the sun in the sky, how we need the Son of God. We cannot do anything without the Son of God. We cannot do anything without Jesus. He is the Word made flesh. He is our Savior and Redeemer and our Lord. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And you know what? I don't know who preaches Jesus, but you won't hear anything else from me other than Jesus, 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 who draws us to the Father. Do you know today that you are loved by the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know today that He has a plan for your life? I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you a future and a hope. When you seek me with all of your heart, you will find me with you, says the Lord. Have you sought the Lord today? Have you spent time today with the Lord Jesus Christ? Oh, yes. How we need to spend time. Because I've been hearing so many stories about children of Christians who have followed the world, who have literally given up everything that is holy because they've been evangelized by the world. The only thing we can do for them is to pray for them. But my gosh, the world has converted so many people in the church. The world is powerful, but not more powerful than the Son of God, not more powerful than Jesus. How we need Jesus. I was told today to pray for South America. Many countries in South America are going communistic. Oh yes, Our Lady of Fatima said that Russia would give us and share the lies. And they did that with Cuba. And Cuba is instrumental in getting this communist, socialist experience in South America, but started with Russia. Russia, Cuba, South America. And now, if you hear the debates on television or radio, some people want socialism. No, I want Jesus. I don't want socialism. I want Jesus. Do you want Jesus today? Just tell him, I want you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Lord, give me your grace. Lord, give me your grace. I need your grace today. I'm looking at Mark 10:46. They came to Jericho, and as his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, it's very interesting, they come and they go. Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Many sternly ordered him to shut up, but he cried out even more loudly, Son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and said, call him here. Oh, that's what he's saying to you. Call her here. Call him here. And they called the blind man, saying, and throwing off his cloak, he began to spring up and came to Jesus. when Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus is saying the same thing to you today. What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Lord, I can't pay my bills. Start tithing your money. God will give you the increase. Oh yes, what do you want Jesus to do for you today? Maybe you're down and you need to be lifted up. Tell him, "I need to be lifted up today. I'm down." Maybe you're in pain and you need the Lord to heal that pain. Tell him, "Heal my pain, the pain in my legs. Heal my pain, the pain in my heart. What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to Jesus, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately he regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. Where's Jesus going? To Jerusalem. And Bartimaeus, who now sees, is following Jesus up to Jerusalem. You know what's going to happen in Jerusalem. He's going to be desecrated. He's going to be condemned. He's going to be on a cross. Oh yes, he's going to be in an empty tomb also. What do you want me to do for you? Oh, I want to believe with the faith of Jesus. I want to believe with the faith of Jesus. That's what I want. Oh, I don't want this or that or the other thing. I want the faith of Jesus, the faith of the Son of God. That's what I want. Because if you have that faith, everything will be added unto you. The kingdom, the people, the things that you're looking for. If you have that faith, the faith of Jesus, everything will be added unto you. Chapter 11 of Mark. When they were approaching Jerusalem, remember they went up to Jerusalem, at Bethage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it to me." I won't tell you. Jesus wants to untie you. He wants to break your shackles. He wants to heal you. You just need to have a little faith. Untie it. We remember with Lazarus, he said to the crowd, "Set him free. Set him free. Unbind him." I tell you, we need to be untied. We need to be unshackled. We need to know that the Word of God will not be tied, that the Word of God is a two-edged sword. Hallelujah. If anyone says to you, "Why are you doing this?" just say this: "The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately." I tell you, the Lord needs you. Oh yes, you say, "I'm too far gone." That's a lie from the pit of hell. If you're still breathing, you're not too far gone. I tell you, we need people that are getting up and tell people about Jesus. I had a woman come today, beautiful woman, Anna by name. Oh, and she loves the Lord. And she and Nancy praised the Lord together. How we need to praise the Lord. How we need to go to the Lord. How we need to give ourselves to the Lord. Untie it, and I will send it back immediately. They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, "The Lord has need of it." And they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus. Oh, bring your problems to Jesus. Bring your shortcomings to Jesus. Bring everything to Jesus. Oh yes, bring everything to Jesus. Just like they brought the colt to Jesus. Don't keep anything from Jesus. You say, well, I don't want to give him the bad stuff. You need to give him the bad stuff as well as the good stuff. You need to do it if you want to change. Oh, yes, you know what my prayer has been lately? I want to stand under the cloud of transfiguration where there is power, power in that cloud. The Heavenly Father spoke the word, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And so the Lord sat on the colt, and many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David! Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything as it was already late, he went out to Bethany, the house of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, with the 12. Let me continue. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see whether perhaps from it he found something to eat. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. I tell you, the Lord's not looking for your leaves. He's looking for you to produce fruit. If you abide in me and my word abides in you, you will produce much fruit. How we need to be fruit producers. 12 times a year, bringing people to Jesus and Jesus to people. Oh yes, how we need that. May no one, Jesus said to the fig tree, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it. I continue. And he entered the temple and began to drive them out. My gosh, this is the end. Driving out the people in the temple who were buying and selling, who were selling those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. I tell you, these people that are kosher are going to say, he has no right to do that. Who does he think he is? But he tells you who he is. He was teaching and saying, Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers. You know what? Sometimes that happens in the church. People talking and talking and talking. When we come to church, we need to be silent and tell God, I'm here and I give you my life. Oh yes, I'm here and I give you my life. You have made the temple a den of robbers. And the chief priests and the scribes heard it, and they kept looking for a way to kill him. This was the nail in the coffin. Doing what he did in the temple, throwing over the money changers, telling them not to buy and sell. For they were afraid of him. Why? Because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. Several days ago, we heard that Jesus had been teaching the crowds for 3 days. Oh yes, not a 5-minute homily. 3 days teaching the crowd, and he needed to give them food, so he multiplied bread and fish. How we need to hear the Word of God. How we need to be schooled by the Word of God. So many of us have been schooled by the Word of the world, and that is wrong. The world has nothing to offer me except a place to preach the gospel of the Lord. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. Remember, he cursed it. Then Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered. Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and if you do not doubt in your heart, but believe what you say will come to pass. Some people say that the fig tree represents Israel. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But the word of God says, at the end of time, before the end of time comes, every Jew will be saved. Hallelujah. How do I know that? Romans 9, 10, and 11. Do it. Read it. Make it your own. It will be done for you if you do not have doubt in your heart. So I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. It will be yours. Then he tells us something else. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Oh yes, how many times do we stand and not forgive? We hold grudges. We think that person hurt me too much. They don't deserve to be forgiven. Well, neither do I. I put Jesus on the cross. I didn't deserve to be forgiven, but that's my salvation. I was forgiven my sins in baptism and through faith. Oh, yes, I was washed clean with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. What about you today? Have you been washed clean with the blood of Jesus? Again, they came to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests and scribes and elders came to Jesus and said, by what authority are you doing these things? Clearing the temple. By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them? Jesus said to them, I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it a human origin? Answer me, they argued with one another. If we say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? In other words, he pointed out Jesus, behold the Lamb of God. Why did you not believe him? But because you say of human origin, they were afraid of the crowd, for all regarded John as truly being a prophet. So they answered Jesus, we don't know. Oh yes, they knew. They knew. They knew they wasn't going to say this was of human origin, because the crowds had believed that the Baptist was a prophet. How we need prophets today. How we need prophets today, that the Lord would send us prophets to preach the word of God in season and out of season. They said, we don't know. And Jesus said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. Chapter 12 of Mark. Then he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a pit for the wine press, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the season came, he sent a slave to the tenants to collect from them his share of the produce of the vineyard, his share of the grapes. But they seized him, beat him, sent him away empty-handed. And again he sent another slave to them. This is the one they beat over the head and insulted. Then he sent another, and they killed him. And so it was with many others. Some they beat, others they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Who were these people that were sent? They were the prophets, and they were destroyed. They were either killed or harmed. Finally, he sent him to them, his own son, saying, "They will respect my son." "I don't think so." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him." That's Jesus. "And the inheritance will be ours." So they seized him, killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard, I tell you. But on the third day, he rose from the dead. You might be experiencing Friday, Good Friday, but I'm telling you, Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming. You might be experiencing Good Friday in your life today, but I'm telling you the truth. Sunday is coming. He has been raised from the dead. This is the truth. This is reality, and we need to preach it so that people will understand and know that Jesus is Lord, and he's the Lord of heaven. He's the Lord of earth. He's the Lord of the universe. What then will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants and gave the vineyard to others, to the Gentiles. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, or the capstone. This was the Lord's doing. The capstone held the arch together. It was because of the capstone that the arch was an arch. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. When they realized that he had told this parable against them, they wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowd, so they left him and went away. Oh yes, they hate Jesus. They hate Jesus. They're jealous of Jesus. I tell you, get out of jealousy. You have no idea what people are carrying on their spiritual shoulders. No jealousy. Ask God for your daily bread. Ask him that the kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. Ask him, and he will give it to you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, Mother of Jesus, who is God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus said that they would be one as I am in thee, and thou art in me, that they would be completely one in us, so that the world would know that the Father sent Jesus. We need to be one with Catholics. We need to be one with non-Catholics. We need to be one with each other who proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is a gift in the oneness. The oneness tells us that the people of the world will believe that God the Father sent his Son. Let me just tell you some of the things we learned today. What did we learn today? We learned that Bartimaeus was asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" And God is saying the same thing to you. What do you want me to do for you? What else did we learn? That if we have faith that doesn't doubt, it'll be ours. It'll be ours. Oh, yes. What else did we learn today? That Jesus went up to Jerusalem and Bartimaeus followed him to the cross. I'm sure of that. I'm sure of that. And now, seeing Jesus crucified, his eyes fill with tears because this was the one who healed him of blindness. Take away our blindness, I pray, in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.